Next item on the agenda is Charles Causey, 09-0546. Mr. Bacon, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Charles Causey, 090546, requests after-fact authorization to retain two-by-two-foot-by-five-foot rock-filled timber gabion boxes positioned at the end of a previously authorized boat ramp adjacent to his property on the Potomac River in Westmoreland County. This is the location right in this area. Here's the Potomac River and Menominee Bay right here, so he's in the confluence right there. Showing again, here is the navigation map, and right here is the property. Again, just showing the property location. Here's an aerial. It's kind of hard to see it because of the shading of the trees, but here's the ramp, the driveway, and the house in that area there. Just show you the boat ramp right there. Okay, the applicant's residence, the boat ramp is located in a residential neighborhood off King Copska Lane, Westmoreland County. The ramp is located in confluence of Menominee Bay and the Potomac River. The fetch in the area exceeds 5 miles and shoreline is considered high energy. On April 23, 2009, Mr. Causey submitted a joint permit application to replace the existing deteriorated concrete boat ramp. A public interest review was conducted, and we went ahead and authorizing wrote a permit to construct a 12-foot wide by 50-foot long concrete wood or concrete boat ramp and two 50-foot long wing walls and a 35-foot long timber groin. During a routine compliance inspection on March 18th of 2010, staff noted the structures were not constructed as authorized. Specifically, the wing walls were not constructed and there was gabion boxes at the end of the pier. A notice to comply was forwarded to Mr. Causey on April 1st, 2010, giving him 30 days to remove the gabion boxes or apply for an after-fact authorization to retain the boxes. The applicant responded in a timely manner to notice to comply, and he submitted the as-built drawings and the explanation of why he built it. He explained in his letter and dated April 22, 2010, that there was a misunderstanding between the contractor, Randolph Bowen, and his permitting agent, Mary Fafides, regarding the design and construction of the boat ramp. According to Mr. Causey's letter, Ms. Pavides forgot to include the boxes at the end of the ramp in her drawings, and the contractor did not notice the omission when he was constructing the ramp. There was no explanation provided for not building the wing walls, which appeared as an integral component to the timber boat ramp. We did do an after-the-fact authorization public review, and there's no objection to the boat ramp as it is built. Okay, now I'll go down. Here's the... Like I said, here's the new boat ramp in this area right here. Here are the drawings what they were asking for. Here's the boat ramp coming down, and these are the two wing walls on either side of the boat ramp to contain the boat ramp itself. And here again shows the stringers going out and the navigation mark at the end of the groins. And this was the after the fact. If you look back, it doesn't show any gabion boxes at the end of this at all. It just shows a 12-foot wide with the wing walls there. This is the after-the-fact drawings of what they put at the end of the ramp itself. Here are the gabion boxes at the end of the ramp. Staff does not know how this ramp was built, if there's any string, if there's pilings that were driven to hold the stringers in place or to hold the ramp in place. We don't know. You can't tell. Been out there several times, cannot see underneath it. Cannot see any pilings or anything driven anywhere in this area, and the drawings don't show that there was pilings driven in that area.
Well, did you ask the applicant or the contractor how it was designed?
We did ask them, and they'll explain that when they come up here, sir.
Okay. Look forward to it.
And the contractor is not here. He did not show up today.
Continue, please.
I will show you pictures, and here are the boxes at the end of the ramp. And the question is not the wood or the concrete. That wasn't even questioned there. It's just that the box is at the end. That's the one side. And here's the other side of the ramp with the gabion boxes. And here's pictures that Mr. Causey sent me, again, showing the ramp going down. You cannot tell by this if there's anything holding it or how what holds it in place. And these are the gabion boxes at the end of the ramp. And again, this is another picture from Mr. Causey, and that's the last picture I have. Summary and recommendation. Staff is perplexed and concerned that Mr. Causey's contractor did not build a boat ramp and wing walls as they were requesting the joint permit application and authorized by the permit issued to Mr. Causey. Staff also has concerns with the design of the ramp. It appears to the staff that the ramp may not be adequately secured for this high energy environment and that the ramp structure as well as gabion boxes could become dislodged and possibly become a hazard to the other structures along the river. In staff's opinion, the original permitted design was more substantial than as-built timber ramp. In light of these concerns, staff recommends that Mr. Causey either remove the boat ramp in its entirely or install the wing walls depicted in the original permit. If the wing walls are constructed and the ramp is properly secured to the wing walls, we question the need for the gabion baskets at the end of the ramp and recommend that they be removed. Should the commission decide to authorize the structures as built, we would recommend a civil charge based upon a minor environmental impact and a moderate degree of noncompliance. The civil charge should be considered for both the party, the property owner, and the contractor.
Any questions of Mr. Bacon, members of the commission?
Excuse me, I have
yes, one. Mr. Tankard.
So this picture here shows a lot of energy. You mentioned 5 foot fetch. So, Mr. Bacon,
five miles.
Excuse me. Yes. It sounds as though you're speculating that this might not hold up, given your knowledge of the area.
Yes, sir. The fetch, you can see going across there, is greater than 5 miles, probably 20 miles plus to the other side, and it's a real high energy area. That's probably a moderate day there. You know what I mean? There's always, when I go out there, it's a lot of wave in that area there, and there's a lot of energy on that shoreline and that whole area there.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have knowledge of what kind of boat they're launching there?
No, sir.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? You come forward, please, sir. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name for the record, please.
Charles D. Cousins, Jr.
Proceed, please.
In answer to your last question, we just have a little 14-foot boat with a 6-horsepower motor. That's all we currently are launching. You see in the picture there, what you see on the under the ramp, that's the walls, the remainder of the walls that were protected the old ramp, concrete ramp. So you can't really see the posts that are holding it up, but there are pilings under that ramp. This is an extremely rough day. This what you see here is an unusually rough day for the water. Mr. Bowen showed me other ramps that he had built with this type of ramp, and showed me, and the boxes had the boxes on
mm-hmm.
it, so and told me that it would hold up.
Okay.
Those boxes, I don't know whether you had a chance to read the letter. They're resting on the boards on the ramp are 12 feet, but at the end there are 16-foot boards, and those boxes are resting on the 2 feet extension on each side. In other words, there's an additional 2 feet on each side extension, and each box is 2 feet wide and rests on the 2 feet of those extended boards. So they are. They're not on the bottom. They're sitting up there. They're secured up there.
Okay.
On the ramp itself.
I guess the question remains, I read the letter. I don't find the gabion boxes anywhere in the permit application. As a matter of fact, as I read staff's evaluation and read the permit application, I can't find very much similarity other than the boat ramp being there compared to what was applied for. And I guess I'd like to know why the deviation from the authorized permit was undertaken by yourself as the owner and the engineer. And if you're going to do that, why? I mean, I don't quite understand, so that's what I'm looking for.
Mary may be able to explain a little bit further. My understanding was that the application said it would be either a concrete or a wood ramp. and the wing walls were, if it was concrete, we hadn't decided. I was still talking to Mr. Bowen, and he was telling me the concrete would be a lot more expensive. So my understanding was that the wing walls would be used if it was concrete. The wooden ramps that he showed me were built exactly like this one.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bacon, you want to elaborate on that last assertion for me, please, for the record? I'd like to clear it up a little bit.
Mr. Causey did send me some pictures of some other boat ramps with our gabion boxes on the outside. We have not pursued them yet. It wasn't really a formal complaint yet, but I will look into it.
For the record, what did the permit state?
The permit in this one was for the wing walls with a concrete boat ramp, with the concrete ramp going down. We didn't question either it was wood or concrete because he asked for either or, and we didn't have a question with that one, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You have any more questions for me?
Members of the commission have any questions? I guess the point, would you like your engineer to speak or your agent to speak? Yes, ma'am. Did you raise your right hand? Good morning, ma'am. You solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you state your name for the record, please? Can you speak up a little bit, please? The microphone is over there on that side, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know where to start. The original application is for a 12 by 50 foot boat ramp and build one 35 foot low profile wood grommet. Doesn't say anything about wing walls. There were so many mistakes on this.
In what way?
The contractor told me when I first met with him that he would put stones at the end of the pier, at the boat ramp. And by the time I sat to draw it out, I completely forgot that he told me that. This is 100%. My fault. But if we go back to the beginning of the application, the bailiff survey was in effect at that time.
The what was?
The bailer.
Still is in effect, yes, ma'am.
It was in effect coming up to low water. This was not noted by Dan Bacon or Jay Woodward or Mr. Bob Gray. You know, it could have been action taken then. And then when I received the permit from VMRC, there were mistakes on it.
Well, the only problem I've got with that, ma'am, is I've got the original permit document, which is right here. It's three pages, and it's signed by Mr. Charles B. Causey, indicating that he accepts the permit. And the permit specifically states, authorized to replace an existing deteriorated concrete boat ramp by installing a new 12-foot wide by 50-foot long concrete or wooden boat ramp on the original footprint of the deteriorated boat ramp with two 50-foot timber wing walls extending approximately 10 feet channelward of mean low water, and to construct a low-profile timber groin extending 26 feet channelward of mean high water adjacent to their property situated along Nominine Bay in Westmoreland County. All activities authorized herein shall be accomplished in conformance with the plans and drawings dated received April 23, 2009, and as I said, signed by Mr. Causey in front of a notary public indicating that he certainly understood and would comply with the requirements of the permit. What that placard is simply something that is placed on the tree to show that there's a permit in place. That placard right there is not the permit itself. It's an authorization document.
Okay, well, my point is that people need to stay.
Well, my point is, it sounds to me as if my point, just a minute, my point is that you alluded to a number of mistakes that the commission has made. I don't find any mistakes whatsoever in this permit document that the commission made. It seems extremely clear to me, and we're here on a situation where your client has built something that's totally out of conformity with the permit that was in place, and that's what I see.
Okay, the original application says nothing about wing walls.
So ma'am, the original application does not have to do with the permit that comes out of here. The permit that comes out of here is the authorization to conduct the work. Permit applications are modified from time to time as they sit down and deal with the engineer as to what the engineer and the applicant want.
Yes, sir. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. Any questions of members of the commission?
No, sir.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Anyone else here in support of the application? Anyone here in opposition to the application? Mr. Bacon, did you have any further? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
Well, the evidence as presented wasn't very compelling to suggest that there was some mistake on the commission's side of the equation. And it seems to me, given the evidence and what we see here, that there was a deliberate desire to end run the application. And as a result, I can't find any reason not to have some type of civil charge. And I can make a motion if you'd like, or if there's more discussion.
Chair will entertain a motion unless anyone else has a comment. Proceed, please.
I move that we enforce a civil charge based on staff's recommendation of $1,200. For both the contractor and the individual, Mr. Causey.
Did you also have the agent involved as well? Okay, that's fine. Motion made for $1,200 civil charge and allow them to keep the structure as it is. Do we need any more after the fact paperwork to be done, Mr. Watkinson or Mr. Bacon?
Well, according to the drawings, we have a drawing that seems to reflect what is built there now. So I do not think we would need any other paperwork other than their concurrence.
Mr. Causey, do you understand what the commission has done? The commission is in agreement to allow you to keep, or the motion has been made. It has not. Let me see if I. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carries unanimously, with reservations, I might add. The commission has agreed to authorize you to keep the structure in place, but because of your violation of the permit requirements, it will be a $1,200 civil charge assessed against you and the contractor for going out of the parameters. You have the authority to accept that or to not accept that. If you choose not to accept that, then we'll have to go down a different path. Council, you want to explain that?
The civil charge is voluntary and may be accepted in lieu of further enforcement action, either by the commission or the appropriate circuit court.
What would be a further action?
A court-ordered civil penalty, perhaps.
I just like to say that there was no intent to do anything wrong. The contractor did not look at the permit. I He builds these ramps all the same, and he assumed he made an assumption. I knew that's a bad thing to do. There wasn't any intent on my part or his or theirs, but to do anything.
Let me explain to you that I believe you, but someone in that business should know that business, and what he's done basically has caused you $1,200. How you handle that is your own business. But if you hire someone to do a job that says they know to do a job, I mean, if there were cookie cutter type solutions where he did it this way altogether, wouldn't be any need for a permit. The permit is based on individual circumstances of the environment at the time that it's being conducted and constructed. So that's where we are here. So personally, you're being held accountable because you're the owner and you're the one that authorized the property. This gentleman that you got that I wish was here today is the one that built it, and from testimony, I think, took it upon his own license to do it that way. But unfortunately, as a property owner, you're held accountable as well. No, ma'am. Further comments? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.